Bueno, empezamos.
Sí. Are we ready,
Amandita? Yes, vamos a ready.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Can everyone hear me?
Vamos, ¿pueden oír, Angelia?
Yes, can you hear?
Okay, so everyone, we want help me with muting. For some reason, we're having some not muted. I need all of our audience muted. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful you're here. Very excited for our beautiful evening together. So we welcome you. And you'll notice that in the chat, there are some of the explanations of what we're doing and the supplies needed if you need to refer back to that. This tonight is our webinar number 6 with our mamos, Words of Wisdom from the Elder Brothers to the Younger Brothers and Sisters. And our topic for this evening is healing Mother Earth and all life via the alignment with the different moon phases. And what you'll need for your supplies, you have a moment or two. I don't know if you can grab these or if you've looked before. Each time, every month on the new moon, we need some supplies that they've requested. And it's always exciting to try to find these. So we need shells that are either marine or freshwater aquatic. And we need samples or just a sample of mosses or lichen or fungi that are grown on the trunks of tree or the rocks or on the soil. And I'm very excited that we are here together in this time with all the amazing wisdom of the mamos. And I'm not sure if all of you have been on with us before, but the mamos journey a long way because they come from different areas and they come to their sacred site and they're transmitting always from their sacred site. So they bring the deepest connection with Mother Gaia to us. And new moons are about this time of rebirth and new beginnings. So it's especially amazing to be attuning to these lunar energies and alignment. And we're going to be doing this is a project with the Divine University to Gaia and all beings. And it's the Mother Project. And the Mother Project is a collaboration with the Mamos, the Great Balance, and the Divine University, two nonprofit organizations that support the Mamos' mission and the restoration of balance on Earth, are giving back to Mother Earth. So we'll be doing it, connecting our hearts from all over the world with the hearts of our Arhuaco Mamos and to the heart of the world, the Sierras of the Santa Marta, Colombia, in this global transmission. And the Mamos believe that the Sierras represent Mother Earth. And that's one of the reasons that we, as the Sagas, are assisting in this reclamation of the sacred sites of the Sierras, because the destruction that's happening there is represented in the Earth. So it's extremely potent that we're working with all these disaster issues that are happening in our ascension plan on Earth. So we want to first honor beautiful Amanda, who is our amazing Saga, amazing president of the Great Balance and translator, as we also are bringing in the Mamos for this evening are going to be Mamo Dwawiku from Kanuteti, Mamo Hipolito from Simona Aurora, Mamo Luis Eduardo from Jimene. And we also want to honor and bring into our hearts the sagas of the Mother Project, our beloved saga and founder, Kuala Sriyama Phoenix, our saga, Amanda Bernal Carlos, our saga, El Zora, saga, Le Lama, saga, Amaya, and myself, saga, Anjalia. We are so grateful you are here with us. So, dear ones, let us take a deep breath into our hearts and open them to one another as we become one across the oceans. Let us send our heart beams, connecting us into this great web that we are, from wherever you are in the world, to the Mamos. As we call and open the heart portal of the Divine University around us. And as this heart portal grows to expand and grow in a greater and greater heart resonance, pulsing deeply with Mother Gaia and with Mother Earth, as we all attune to the great heartbeat of Mother Earth, we call forth a golden pyramid, a sacred geometry that grounds around us in our sacred ceremony and these messages. We call in the Holy Mothers, the Holy Fathers, Creator, all that there is, Source. We call in the ancestors and the guardians, the ancient ones, our lineages, the spirits of the mountains, the waterways, the spirit lines that move from the highest snow-covered mountaintops, the chundras, bringing the water messages to the lower regions, to the oceans. We call on Mother Earth, Father Sun, Grandmother Moon, and the stars to give us their love, nurturance, strength, wisdom, and alignment. We call forth and call in these elements of earth, air, wind, water, and ether, and fire that are within us and within our beautiful world we share, balancing and harmonizing them within each of us and within the earth. As we now call upon the 96 ascended enlightened ones of the Divine University, their wisdom, as we invoke the seven earth archangels, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Camuel, Archangel Jophiel, Archangel Zadkiel, Archangel Uriel, gathering around us, opening the seven directions, and creating a seven-pointed star to protect us, to ground us, and to anchor these messages, these teachings, this day. And let us breathe even more deeply into the center flame in our hearts, and radiating this flame out into the world, into all that are here on this beautiful earth together in this time of concern, of great change, of difficulty. Let us breathe into this world heart, into the wisdom that is here in the earth and within humanity. As we ask to merge the upper six realms and the lower six realms, that together we begin this ascension of creating heaven upon this earth. That our sparks have this knowledge, that the Mamos are helping us to remember this and this connection, bringing our hearts, our minds, our spirits to join as this collective consciousness of unity the Mamo messages share with us. This spark of remembrance, this gift for all. We are here for each other, for the earth. And we remember this. We are here with a new commission and commitment for the restoration of this great planet Earth, knowing we are here to protect and honor everyone, everything, and Mother Earth. Blessed be, beloved ones. Blessed be. Blessed be all beings. And we go to beloved Amandita and our Mamos.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. The Mamos are ready. And just to let you know that the Sierra is also in social isolation. It was law from the Colombian government to protect everybody, but particularly the Sierra. So the Mamos have to go to sacred sites, walking distances, trying to avoid the town. And they, each one is in a different sacred site, and they are ready to do this webinar. And they have a long preparation to do this webinar. So I am going to pass the word to them. And the Sierra is raining right now, so if there is any problem with the communication, I am asking you for your patience and your kindness as always, and we will try to do our best. So here are the Mamos. Mamos, ya los presenté. He dicho que está lloviendo en la Sierra, también que la Sierra está aislada, como está el resto de Colombia, para evitar este... esta pandemia, y bueno, que ustedes han ido a sus estandes de sus de diferentes sitios sagrados. Entonces, ¿qué mamo quiere empezar?
Aruna, pinzana di zana 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 di con la humildad con la belleza y con la realidad absoluta de esta sagrada existencia que nos ha estado bendiciendo. Queremos hoy unirnos y compartir en estos momentos cruciales de la raza del mundo, para unirnos en un solo sentido. Para nosotros los mamos no existe el mal ni existe nada negativo. Todo el universo y las leyes que se manifiestan, sea enfermedad o sufrimiento, nos enseña, nos vuelve maestros para que podamos nosotros transmutar a una siguiente dimensión. Pero nosotros nos dejamos atrapar sobre el miedo, sobre la inconsciencia. No nos permite reconocer consciente que nosotros venimos fue ayer. Somos los últimos. Nuestros hermanos mayores, las plantas, toda la naturaleza, los minerales, los animales, las aguas, las bacterias, los virus, los animales de todas las libres, todos ellos fueron manifestados y creados primero. Y hoy a nosotros nos da temor, miedo profundo, el saber que llega algo, pero detrás de ese algo hay algo que nos está dando para nosotros ser mejores. Queremos empezar con esta pequeña introducción para que todos los que vamos a participar hoy podamos elevar esa frecuencia de la energía del entendimiento de nosotros con la madre naturaleza, porque nada se sale de esta ley. Y a continuación, después de la traducción, vamos a darle la intervención al mamo Hipólito Salavata, desde el secretario de la Cancuro de la 50, desde el Caruco Cancuari, porque él ha estado también coordinando un mensaje y una palabra, un compartimiento con esa Cancurva en cabeza del mamuquín.
Okay. Okay, Mamo Duovico, start greeting all of us as the younger brothers and sisters of the world, of the universe. And he said, at this moment, we invoke the Creator. We feel very grateful for this sacred present, for the beauty that surrounds us, for the humility that we bring at this moment to work together. And we should express first our gratitude for receiving all the blessings that we have today in our lives. We are together sharing at this moment as a humanity a very difficult moment. And this difficult moment makes us as a unit. The Mamos strongly believe that there is nothing that is bad or good. Everything is a manifestation of what happened in the spiritual world. And there are some things that we call bad things. Usually they are the teachers, that they are coming here to help us to transmute, to change into the new dimension. We need to work together to remove from us fear and the unconsciousness of many of our behaviors. We just came yesterday because before us, all the elder brothers, everything that we call the Mamos, we call the elder brothers, came first than us. We are referring to the plants, animals, water, rocks, viruses, bacteria. All of them were before us, and we call them the elder brothers. They are the manifestation of the spiritual world. And again, they came first, and we came the last. We just came yesterday. And today we are afraid because one of them is coming to give us a lesson. And we are sure that behind this experience, there is an opportunity for us to learn something, to come out with something good. All that we need is to understand what we need to do to balance this entity. This is the law that we observe in the Sierra. And this law said that nothing can manifest on our present dimension that is not happening before on the spiritual dimension. It's a law. So this entity is a messenger from that law. So after this small introduction, he wants to pass the floor to Mamo Hipólito. Mamo Hipólito is in his Kankura. It's called Kankuarin. And it's in this Kankura that the guardians are talking, and he's going to convene the message from those guardians, but also he's convening the message of another Mamo that is not participating at this moment on the webinar, is Mamo Kinguma. And this is Amanda talking now. Mamo Kinguma is in one of the most sacred sites in the Sierra, Sikwinkuta, and he's an elder Mamo, and he has been present several times. He's very busy, and that's the reason why he doesn't travel too much, and sometimes he participates in the webinar, so it's a real honor to hear that he prepared a message that he is going to be to send to Mamo Hipólito to convene it to us. So now I am going to ask Mamo Hipólito to talk. Okay, Mamo Hipólito.
Sí, muy buenas tardes para todos. Que la escucha a la saga que están allá. Espera el voz de la tierra. Sí. En el dato de Ingatama con el Kungachi. Iba directo dando con la capa de mi mismo candelazo. No está más llano, la tiene llano, San Miguel Sandre. Tiene Santa Marta con Guinari de Alguacuro, Alguacuro. La Algeria. Y
tareas diferentes ancora con relación a la vida de la Madre Tierra. El cumplimiento de tareas y como también es hacer un principio para ver si alcanza a continuar esta misma existencia. Y es donde también los arhuacos toca dar participación con los otros grupos, digamos, o reconocido con la madre en la tierra es Arhuaco y los Kogui, que también estamos para compartir esta relación, que es donde todos el sufrimiento de la madre tierra tiene una energía que está recorriendo en todo el espacio de la Tierra. Y así mismo está trabajando en dos líneas y ya lo está manifestando desde acá. Uno es la que se está lamentando el coronavirus, que es una línea que también está atacando a la vida de la humanidad. Y la otra es que también por la seguridad, por el cuidado, cada uno donde se encuentra. Estamos encerrados bajo sitios que no es libre, sino es una seguridad, pero acá en las tierras se reconoce que encuentra uno atrapado espiritualmente a un sitio que la vida de la humanidad nunca se debe, no se debe estar tal cual como todos nos encontramos en estos momentos. Es la investigación que se está realizando. Entonces, ya vendría la liberación de estas dos líneas. También ya en el conjunto de los vamos en el proceso, los arhuacos también van a participar en una relación universal internos con los vamos y externos con todos. Entonces estamos compartiendo hoy este mensaje.
Ok.
Okay. So Mama Hipólito. Oh, sorry, English. Mama Hipólito is greeting everybody, and he is saying that he was working with another Mamo, Mamo Kinguma. And there are many other Mamos across the Sierra working together in different parts, in different Kankuruas from the different tribes, trying to see how they are going to, or they are able to understand the situation, the crisis that we are living at this moment. They said there are many different kankuras with different purposes, and the mamas from each of those kankuras are getting together in a special sacred site called Tankina, Sausama, in Sequincuta, and they are working together, trying to see how they are going to listen to the message of Mother Earth and to understand what is the kind of task that we need to do together. They are using the word, we are doing a kind of analysis of what is going on. We need to understand first what is the reason of these entities that they are coming to talk to us. And because we know that these entities, they are talking to us, and not only just in reference to Mother Earth, they are talking of, in reference also to the universe and to the world. And they are sending a very strong message that all these elements, all these natural members of the planet or Mother Earth, they were the first to come. And they are obeying to the same law. But also, in this law is controlling the behavior of the water, the earth, the colors. Everybody has their own laws, their own set of laws that they have to listen to work on. And each one of these elements that they were able to listen on the different kankuras are expressing a lot of suffering. Suffering caused by humanity, but also suffering caused by the interruption of relationship between them. And they said, so they are seeing that the humanity now is being affected because they are part of this suffering. And because these elements, they are not only isolated but from us, but they are integrated to us. So they are also expressing the suffering that we are living as a one unit. So the mamas, they are investing a lot of time, and they are going to different places, traveling to different places within the Sierra, trying to see what are the tasks that we need to do. And they said, at this moment, we are moving in the fifth dimension, and this is like the fifth phase that we need to work. I am translating literally what they said. I don't know what will be the first, second, fourth, or fifth. Fifth, this is the one that we are working at this moment. And in this fifth dimension, what they are seeing is that there is the strength of life is becoming very weak. So the first task that they are seeing that they need to work on is to do something, to do a kind of work to give the strength of life across the planet, across Mother Earth. This task demands that they need to work together in groups as a mamas, and particularly there is a particular task that the arhuacos, these mamas are going to work with the other tribe, the Kogis. But also they have different other tasks of rituals that they have to accomplish among the other with the other mamas. And all of this work is just to alleviate the suffering of Mother Earth, and also the suffering of this entity that we call the coronavirus that is affecting the entire planet. So they are finding that there are two lines of work. The first one, which is with the virus, an essential manner. This is to work with this entity. They don't call it virus, they call it an entity that is affecting negatively humanity. And the second one is to liberate the prison in which all of us are spiritually speaking. They said the reason that we are confined to be in our houses is just the manifestation of what is going on also in our spiritual realms. We are also in jail. So they need to liberate us from the coronavirus, but also from these shells that are enclosing us, spiritually speaking. And they said, this is what they are going to do today with us. We are going to work on these two lines. kind of protection, liberation, healing from the entity that we call coronavirus. And the second one is to free ourselves from our own spiritual enclosure that we are living. So they said, this is what the mamas are doing. And they are going to continue working, not only tonight, but they are doing it before this webinar, and they will continue doing it on the next days following this webinar. He terminado, entonces.
Bueno, sigue a continuación todavía manipulando.
Ok.
Llegamos, chicos, ya estamos a la dinámica de en la conexión en Cristina. Cristina, ¿no es que? Así que tengo, pasamos un mensaje de caso y sé que lo quiero para nada. Y ande hace y ve casi de carima, vamos a contar aquí que y me luchamos a darle un comentario. Hace un tiempo también que entre que yo estoy cuestando de hablar y mientras lo hice en mi casa. Y antes de ir a ver, se cuesta el chile. Mi nada me pica los pasos que yo no sé. Hace tanto. Mi nada me pica una luz grande. Hace la poní. Hay que las con las medicinas de los tres. Hay que las con las medicinas de los y dice, ¿cuántas cuánicas vas a hacer un lupa cante? ¿Qué y nadie vas a hacer un lupa? Y dice, ¿qué y nadie se encuentra? ¿Vas a hacer un lupa cante? ¿Qué y la lita en breca va a trocar? Y dice, ¿qué
sufrimiento que ha venido pasando, no solo en las tierras, sino en todo el mundo, en la cual la misma madre tiene el propósito de restaurarse, arreglarse, todo el daño que ha venido sufriendo. De esa manera es que se ha invertido el cambio climático a través de la el recalentamiento global. Y a través de eso mismo ha aparecido diferentes energías o el aire, porque a este momento ya se entiende que la voz de la humanidad puede transmitir dichas infecciones o virus, que también ya es parte de la misma manifestación de la Madre Tierra, por la palabra, por el aliento. Son las mismas manifestaciones de la Madre Tierra, en la cual ya tenemos esta resistencia, este fuego en nuestros órganos, que lo estamos manifestando a través de la palabra, donde todo nos causa daño con la palabra. Lo mismo que la planta, la humanidad. De todas maneras, se ha venido investigando y ha estado también trabajando para fortalecer esta resistencia de mantener el valor de vida. De todas maneras, a estos momentos estamos confirmando que a través de estos webinars compartamos el entendimiento con el respeto de todas las sagas y todas las personas que están escuchando hoy, hacer esa manera de entender cada vez cada palabra más preciso. Cuando hagamos el ejercicio, sea más entendible, porque son manifestaciones de la misma madre, que cuando no alcanzamos a liberarnos todo el propósito de la voz o de la palabra que se da, también nos puede arriesgar. Pero estamos haciendo el esfuerzo de compartir estos momentos para fortalecer nuestra relación de la Madre Tierra con la vida. Eso es lo que la conjura de Secuenta está en la investigación y está en los propósitos ya trabajando. Estaba trabajando más más antes, ahora está continuando y esa es la tarea que está regresando desde la Cancún SP. ¿Sí?
Okay. So this is a message from Mamo Kinguma. Mamo Kinguma is the elder Mamo from the Sierra. And he said that he has been studying what is going on for the last month in the Cancura Sequinquita, investigating the situation that is going on. And he understood in a given manifestation of Mother Earth that this is part, or this is product, this situation is the product of all the suffering that Mother Earth has received and gone through many, many years, thousands of years. And it's not because this suffering is provoked, not only by the people in the Sierra, but also by the entire humanity. Mother Earth is going through this and is producing the situation at this moment because it's part of their own healing, her own healing, her own restoration, and is trying to divert the work that she's going through, given to all the abuses that we have made to Mother Earth. So he said, the entity that is attacking us today, it came through the global warming. And this energy is out of balance and is traveling through the air coming to us. So for that reason, the mamas understand that it's very important for humanity to be participants, to be responsible of the healing of Mother Earth, because we are also part of Mother Earth. We are part also of the same part of nature. And he said these entities, they have their own voice, as we do our own words. And this is the way that they are communicating with us. And this is the manifestation of the word of nature. Said the mammals continue working and finding the way by which they are able to strengthen the humanity and also Mother Earth. And one of the lessons that they are asking us to do is, or to learn, is that in this moment we are going to value life differently. And also Mamo Kinguma see that this is the main purpose of these webinars, that we start working with you some time ago, because it's the opportunity for the mamas working with people that they are not Arhuaco, that they are not indigenous from the Sierra. And at the moment that we are able to understand what is our responsibility, what we are supposed to do, it is going to help us to understand much better the work that we are going to do today. Because it's very important for us to see the opportunity that we are receiving, at the same time, what is the responsibility that we are receiving. So Mother Earth is sending this message to each of us who are participating on this healing today. This is, for that reason, it's very important that we have a very good understanding that the entities that are coming to affect us today, they are the elder brothers and giving us a message. And they are also part, asking to be part of the healing. So it's not, the healing is not only for us, it's for Mother Earth, it's for these entities that are out of balance, because all of us are out of balance. So Mamo Kinguma made a commitment to continue working, receiving the messages, and as much as possible, passing these messages to all of us to take action. So this is the message from Mamo Kinguma. Okay, Mamo.
Yandy, Bueno, a continuación, el mamo Eduardo va a dirigir. Él, a medida que va a dar su mensaje, pero lo va a dar de una vez en el ejercicio.
Okay. So the mamas are saying, now we are ready to start the exercise, the healing session. Mamo Luis Eduardo is going to be in charge of directing this exercise, and at the same time, he is sending his message. Okay. Okay.
Bueno, en primer lugar, estamos reconociendo cada uno de nosotros con la conciencia toda la situación en la cual los propósitos o el sufrimiento de cada uno tiene en la mente, en el pensamiento o en la palabra. Lo vamos a ir centrando en los elementos que se le ha querido. Cada elemento, de acuerdo al sitio que se ha encontrado, tiene un valor. Ya sea las conchitas o las conchas que del agua dulce. También tiene un valor para uno regresar todos los propósitos, ya sea negativo, porque en este momento vamos a liberar el origen de la vida. Como cuando nace una luna nueva, toda la vida de la tierra, de la madre tierra, también nace. Tiene un propio ciclo, una relación, y es hoy donde cada uno debe liberar este propósito. También recoger este sufrimiento en todo y cada uno de nuestra conciencia personal está amarrado con algún contenido, con algún portal material, físico, que tenemos en nuestra casa, en nuestro lugar donde estamos. Entonces, podemos comenzar a decretar todo ese propósito, liberando todos los contenidos que cada uno tenemos contactando en nuestra paciencia.
Cuando usted hablaba de trabajar con los elementos, porque ellos tienen las conchas, ellos tienen los musgos y también tienen agua. Entonces, ¿con qué quiere que empiecen? ¿Cómo lo hacen? ¿Lo ponen en qué mano?
Bueno, la conchita lo va a poner en la derecha, los musgos en la izquierda y el agua queda centro. O sea, lo puedes dejar el agua ahí.
Ok. Y empieza a hacer la liberación, ¿no?
Empieza la liberación espiritual y reconociendo la liberación primero físicos, la personalidad. Luego, los contenidos que cada persona está decretando el valor. Ya en las casas, en los sitios, donde andan los contenidos que tienen.
Ok. También usted habló de hacer la liberación desde el origen de la vida. Entonces empezamos a hacer la liberación primero del origen de la vida y luego la liberación de nuestros propósitos, ¿correcto?
Sí, sí.
Ok. Yeah. Ok, perfecto. So what Mamo is telling us that at this moment we are going to recognize that in our consciousness that there are many purposes that we have put on, or we have experienced, or we have thought about. So we are going to put in this, at this moment we are going to work with all the purposes, the thoughts, the communication in words that we have done. And at the same time, we are going to do it using the elements that we prepare. These elements in particular, they are the shells and the muscles, or the lichens, because you were supposed to bring moss or shells or the little plants. So you are going to liberate first all these purposes in life. The mosses and the shells represent the first organisms that inhabit the planet. So the invitation is to start liberating first all the negative purposes, the negative suffering. When he used the word purposes, he's referring to suffering. So all the negative suffering that life has experienced since the moment that they manifest on Mother Earth. So for that, we are going to take the shells in the right hand and the plants, the lichens or the mussels in the left hand. And doing very small circles, put the two hands with the elementals that you are using, the shells and the muscles, you are going to put in each hand and doing a very small movement in front of you on the side or the ears. You start doing a small circles and thinking that you are cleansing first all the negativity, all the suffering from life at the beginning of the manifestation on the planet. And it's very interesting that they ask for these elementals, because you know, when they ask for that, as a biologist, I study evolution, and these are the first organisms that appear on land. So this is very interesting that the mammals are also saying that they are taking us back to the moment in which life appeared on the planet, and we are using them to cure, to clean all the suffering. So again, we are going to do these very small circles, like a shaking your hands, very, very, very small circles on your sides, and trying to think that with this movement, you are cleansing all the suffering from all living organisms, from all nature, from the beginning of the nature on the planet. Once that you finish with all the organisms, all living, all nature on the planet, you start doing it in your own bodies, with your physical body, your spiritual body, and also clean the place in which you are, clean all the beloved ones, all your friends, all your family, everybody, clean all the community and everybody in your country. So you are removing all the suffering and putting this suffering in the shells and in the muscles. So in the muscles, it's a very long exercise. So we are going to give you 5 minutes. And please let me know if you need more time, but I think 5 minutes could be good. And I start now, please. Mamas are asking you to clean not only the negativity and the purposes, the negativity and the suffering and so on, but also they said that it's very important for us to understand that the coronavirus has the same vibration as fear. So we need to remove all the fear from life, all the fear from ourselves in all aspects, in our purposes, in our dreams, in our thoughts, in our words. Remove the fear. This is a protection that we are bringing against the coronavirus, because again, coronavirus has the same vibration, very low vibration of fear. And at the same time that you are doing it in you, you are doing it in all other people and all humanity. So this is like a create a kind of shield against the virus.
Estamos en la lista de espera. Sí, a ver, ¿cuándo lo tenemos? Y seguramente para sí, pero tenemos que ver eso con la sala.
¿Tiene
agua?
No, no tienen.
Ah, no tienen.
No. ¿Hablamos ahora de la luna, como dijo? ¿Hablo de la parte de la luna, sí, mamá?
Bueno, la luna, le explicaba que la luna está rigiendo en la existencia. Cuando la luna cambia y comienza, también uno está comenzando una nueva vida. Entonces, en este momento, lo de todo el sufrimiento hay que quitarle. Okay. Para que cuando empiece a subir, a crecer en todas las fases, continúe su viaje. Y en este mismo, tiene uno el orden. De acuerdo al cambio que va subiendo la luna, liberándose uno en todo y liberando la luna, estamos también relacionando la existencia y restaurando uno la vida. Entonces, con este mismo elemento, pues tiene que hacer una liberación y quitarle todo el sufrimiento a la luna.
Okay. Mamas are saying that at this moment, the moon is very important. The moon cycle is also representing the cycle of life. So at this moment, the new moon represents a new cycle, a new beginning. So we are going to take this, cleansing first the new moon. all the suffering, all the fear from the new moon. And at the same time that we are cleansing the fear and the suffering from the new moon, we are going to do it in ourselves, because we are making the commitment that today we have a new life. So we are going to release the fear and the suffering and everything that you want to release from this new life. As the moon moves into the different phases, it's growing. So also it is representing the development of life, the growing of life. So we have to liberate the moon now. So when she goes into the new phases, she is free of all this negativity, or all this suffering, of all this fear. And again, as we are doing it to the moon, we are doing it to ourselves, we are doing it to our beloved ones, to our communities, our family, our country, and the entire humanity. So please start working with the moon now. And again, doing the same movement with the lichen, the fungus, or the moss, whatever you have. Don't change the materials from the hands. You have the shells in the right hand, the mosses or the lichens in the left hand. Continue doing the cleansing of the moon. Mama said that also, pretty please clean all the shadows, the colors, all the negativity from the shadows, from the colors, from the drugs, the water, the forest, everything, all the four kingdoms of nature. Clean also all the elementals, clean the vitals also from this fear, from this negativity. Mamo. Ahora que sigue.
Bueno, muy interesante la parte de la luna, porque como están decretando, la luna decreta la existencia y gobierna y rige la vida de todo ser aquí. Y así mismo rige nuestro pensamiento, nuestro estado emocional. Y eso que le llamamos sufrimiento, eso es el miedo. Nosotros tenemos que hacernos libres del propio miedo de los otros. Los miedos de conocernos quiénes somos nosotros mismos. Porque entonces descubriremos que nosotros estamos vestidos de máscara y de apariencia. Hay que trabajar fuerte en esos miedos. Podemos nosotros liberar los miedos que nos producen la sombra propia de nosotros. Los miedos que nos produce el sonido, los miedos que nos produce la energía, el calor, los colores, porque en cuanto a sufrimiento, el virus, coronavirus, el sonido y de una vez se empodera de mí y me atrapa en un sufrimiento. Los sonidos del avión, de los océanos, nuestra propia sombra, los propios sueños, la esperanza, la salud, los hijos, el hogar, el trabajo, la incertidumbre está empoderada de los miedos. Y eso solo no está, nosotros somos los responsables, cada uno de nosotros somos también los únicos que podemos estar libres de eso.
Okay.
Y así mismo ser libres, porque cada elemento que está en la naturaleza está conectado y está interactuando con nosotros. Hacer librar a los virus, a los animales, a las plantas, a las bacterias de los miedos. Porque ellos están interactuando con nosotros. Y los tomamos como, no, armonía, balance. Bueno.
Ok. He said, Mamo Aduawiko said that it's very important that we understand why we are working with the moon, because the moon for the Mamos is the one who is decreting the existence, is the one that is governing life, and also is the one controlling our thoughts, our emotions, our suffering. Suffering for the Mamos is equivalent to fear. So we need to remove the fear from ourselves. Every time that we are afraid of who we are removing, we said when we are afraid of who we are, we know that we have a lot of masks that we don't want to remove from ourselves, that we have to, at this moment, this is the time to clean all these masks, all these shades that we have, the fear to the sound, the fear to the name of coronavirus. As soon as we heard that word, immediately we feel very afraid of that and start suffering. So please clean at this moment the suffering from that particular word, from that particular sound, from that color, from you, from your children, from the house, from the work, from everybody. And we are cleansing at this moment. Let's use this opportunity to clean all our fears, because it's our responsibility to remove them. This is the time, this is the moment. At the moment that we are freeing ourselves from our own fears, we are freeing the fears from nature, from all the elementals, because they are also connected to us. When we are afraid, we are passing that fear to all the elementals in nature, to the plants, to the animals, to the planet. So this is the way that we can bring harmony and balance by removing all the fears in the way that we are doing it through this exercise. Also remove the fear to age. This is important, Mamo Duawiko is saying. Don't forget to remove the fear to be age, to be old, or to get old.
Claro, porque los años son simplemente números y nosotros codificamos un número, nosotros nos da miedo
yeah,
a todas nuestras generaciones, a lo que estamos decretando. Hay que liberarnos. Y segundo, que nosotros muchas veces trabajamos consciente así, pero en el inconsciente de una vez, mira que está muriendo de volar, mira que está ocurriendo y también bueno, estamos en la misma cárcel de otra vez.
Yeah,
okay. Hay que liberar. Bañarnos desde el cuerpo etérico, de lo del cuerpo consciente, del inconsciente, del supraconsciente.
At the moment that you are liberating yourselves from all these fears, from the fears to getting all the diseases, to everything, also we have to think that it's not only our physical body that is being liberated, it is also the spiritual body, the etheric body, and everything in us is being liberated from this fear. And we are liberating that from others and from nature and from the moon.
Ha quedado sobre una rosca. No sé, ya eso sería difícil.
¿Qué es una rosca?
Una piedra.
Oh, una piedra. Okay.
Cada uno puede decretar la separación de ese elemento. Y si los tienen conciencia, ¿dónde puede encontrar una rosca? Tiene que poner la mente desde este momento, pasarlos o entregarlo a esa rosca. Aquí se lo recomendamos a Camperucho, que es el dueño del fuego, el dueño de la enfermedad y el dueño del de todos los negativos que existen.
Okay. Entonces les digo que se conecten con la sierra.
Con la sierra y con el Camperucho, que okay. Es donde está relacionando todo ese mensaje.
Okay. Now in your mind, if you know exactly where there is a rock, a rock in which you can place these elements that you are using tonight. Pretty please bring that rock into your mind now. And you are going to talk to the rock, asking her to receive these elements that you work tonight. And at the same time, you are going to liberate the fears from that rock. And also, you are going to pass it to it, give the fears to it, and forget about the fears in you, because you don't have it anymore. You are passing that to the rock. At the same time that you are doing this prayer to the rock in which you are going to put your elementals, pretty please also connect yourself with the Sierra, the sacred site of Camperucho. Camperucho is a sacred site where the guardian works with the fire, and also it works with all the negativity that exist. So the mammals, they are going to do a special pagamento to take all this spiritual work that we have done today to Camperucho. So include Camperucho. This is the way to connect to the Sierra. Camperucho is in the lowland, in the southern part of the Sierra. Just invoke the name and deliver all these materials that is charged with all these fears. First to the rock that you can think of, the rock in which you are going to put the material, and then to the Sierra, to Camp Perucho. 3 minutes. Okay. Okay. The next thing that we are going to do is to put the elementals that you use in cotton. If you have cotton at hand, you can put it on the side of wherever you are seated at this moment. And when you have the time, please wrap them in cotton or in paper, but keep them separated, right from left, until you have the time to take it to the rock. Okay, Mamo, yeah.
A todos los hermanos del mundo que han participado de esta medicina, nuestro más gratitud al Creador, a todos los del universo, a los chundas, a todos aquellos que han sembrado y siembran todos los días una palabra, una semilla, para restaurar la confianza en nosotros, que somos, que también somos partícipes y nos sentimos responsables de todos los acontecimientos que sufren nuestros hermanos, que también nos sentimos responsables por haber alterado espacios de energía en el mundo, porque habemos también profanado algunas leyes de la naturaleza, queriendo también crear muchas formas que solo el Creador puede, por la inconsciencia. También a todos, desde estos sitios, partimos de esa voz, esa iluminación a los corazones que están enfermos en el mundo, a todos los ancianos, a los niños, a los desahuciados de México, a todos aquellos que están angustiados. Hoy los restauramos desde estos sitios, les damos toda nuestra salud,
toda nuestra energía, toda nuestra fortaleza. Y asimismo, nos unimos en esta oración yo y nuestro gran hermano Gianno Rosé, un gran acompañante de camino, nos va también a cimentar, a nutrirnos, a compartir en todos, en una sola unidad, esta gran palabra que sembramos hoy como una semilla de esperanza, que sembramos como una semilla de fortaleza y de mucha alegría y de felicidad. A todo el mundo y a todos los que nos han acompañado en esta jornada. Mi hermano, tiene usted la palabra.
Ok. So Mama Duovico is saying thank you very much to all of you for your participation in this meditation. Gratitude also to the Creator, to the universe, to the Chunduas, the snow peaks, for being the seeders of the good world, the seeders of restoration, of the confidence that we need. At this moment, they are asking us to be responsible of all the suffering that we are creating in humanity, as the mamas feel responsible for the same, for the alteration that we have produced in different energies in the world, for breaking the laws of nature. We make the commitment that we are trying to work on restoring all this suffering and in the best way that we can do. From the Sierra Nevada, Mama send you healing, the healing voice, to the elders, to the children, to those that they are suffering from terminal illnesses, to the suffering of those that are receiving the suffering from the pandemic. Send them the strength, the love, and also they are going to us, Janice Rose, a companion of the Mamas of the Sierra, of the different realms, that is going to give you the last prayer. And also gratitude to all of you for bringing a word of hope, harmony, and joy to everybody around you. Before I give the word to Gianno, I see that there are some questions. Oh, it's mostly comments. So we will read the comments when we finish. Now, Janet.
And we all are invited from the center of our heart.
Estamos invitados desde el centro de nuestro corazón.
Individually.
Individualmente.
To gather together as a group that we are here invoking light, love, and power.
Para invocar el amor, el poder.
Y es, and this energy, it comes from our deepest interior.
Y esta energía viene desde nuestro más profundo.
And it is uniting at a circle that is invisible as we are today forming this great circle. And as we are liberating ourselves from the confusions, liberating ourselves from the fear that we have been carrying around us, we are opening a great light. It is a violet ocean. And in that ocean, we are breaking open the darkness and opening light. And offering our fear to the light, that it becomes purified. And at this moment, we are all part of one humanity. And at this time, we are one with all nature. And is at this time, we are all together with the great leaders, masters, and mamos, and everybody else. We are joining with them. And saying loud, I am a being of light. And we all together form the great being of light of humanity. And to the sun and moon, we offer our gratitude. And to the galactic rings around us, we offer our gratitude and our deepest promise . We open our hearts to the light and to divinity. In that covers the entire earth. And that covers more and more of the universe. And we are saying, I am. Yo soy el centro de la luz.
I am the center of light.
And we are humbly inclining before the divinity. And saying, my heart, mind, and soul are uniting with all of us who are together now. And we are expanding over entire humanity. And with that, the fear is dissolved. And we are invited to incorporate in our heart the great truth. And the divinity to which we all are part, because we all are daughters and sons of the Creator. And so be it.
¿Aló? Ok, so, a ver.
El I am.
El I am o el om.
I am.
Ok.
Yuni, honest.
The mamos are asking now to open all the microphones and chant at once the I am. Like a witch on the om, but we are going to say, I am. So all the microphones open. The mamas also are going to chant the I am.
On your microphones.
I am.
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 Gracias por tu hermoso trabajo.
I am
telling the mamas, this is the moment in which I wish they could have a camera and see all these beautiful faces that I am seeing in the screen. And chanting the I am, what the best way to really close this meditation. Thank you very much from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you to the mamas, and it's a privilege to work with you as a group.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Duni.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you, Angelia.
Thank you. Mamos, Amanda, Jalia, Jani.
Mamos, I'm chanting Duni Duni.
Duni Duni.
Duni Duni Duni.
Mother Earth. Duni Duni Mother Earth.
Duni Duni
Madre Tierra.
Duni
Duni Madre Tierra. Duni.
Dice, gracias a la Universidad Divina.
Amanda. Gracias, 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 Duni.
Te amamos, Eduardo. Gracias.
Gracias, mamos. Gracias, Duni.
Gracias. Okay. Duni.
Duni, Duni.
Blessings to all. Te amamos, Luis Eduardo. And we have you in our hearts, and you are in the heart of the world.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell about the beautiful letter that they're.
Thank you.
Are you asking something, Angelia?
Yes. Please tell them about the letter.
No, todavía. No, todavía. Angelia?
The letter that the mamos wrote about this.
Oh, yes. That is a beautiful. This is one of the most beautiful messages that I have seen from the mamos. I am working on the translation into English. I am close to finish it, so I am going to send it to our sisters in the Divine University, so they will distribute it among all of you. If you don't receive it, please let us know, because it's a beautiful, beautiful messages. So this one in particular. We have several, but this one is one of the most beautiful messages that I have seen.
We'd love to just share from our humble hearts that any donations would be so greatly appreciated, that they help to pay for the mamos to come to the their sacred sites on these webinars with us, and hoping to buy Camparucho, which was mentioned in the webinar, with our fundraising, so we can help secure the Black
Lodge.
That represent Mother Earth.
Thank you.
And enjoy. We can't wait for you to be back with us next new meeting.
Okay. And if anybody wants to distribute or to translate that letter that we are going to send to another language and to your friends and so on, that is the idea. You know, this letter has to go around the world.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful message in which we are seeing how we have to face this collective suffering. But today we are clean and we have to pass the message to everybody around us. Okay, Duni.
Yeah, all the messages are so important. And to not have fear, to not see the any kind of virus, and be open with
no tenga miedo porque ese es el escudo contra los virus. Okay.
And thank you to Angina for putting together the slideshow, the new one. It's wonderful with music even.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm sorry I spelled your name wrong. Okay. But we so are so grateful for all your masters. No one wants to leave. We want to stay together. We want to create rainbows with our hearts and with the mamas. Let's do a call to the mamas like we used last time. Sending our love and with our heartbeats to all the mamas that joined us this evening.
Amanda,
please tell the mamas that we bury them in our hearts until next time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
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 Next time.
Aloha.
Aloha, Laura.
Aloha.
Aloha, Laura.
Blessed be, blessed be, blessed be.
It's too yummy.
Yummy.
It's yummy. Kalia.
Yes, so yummy. Ay, ay, ay. Ah, la, la, ya.
Where is our Amanda? Amanda left us. The big arms around Mother Earth and around all humanity.
bringing them in as big mothers, fathers into our hearts. We'll hold them. We'll care for Mother Earth again. Good night.
Night, night. Thank you so, so much.
Buenas noches. Buenas noches.
Thank you, Duni. Gracias. Gracias. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches, Calilla. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Calilla.
Yes.
Buenas noches.
Calilla.
Yes. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank
good
you.
Good night. Good morning.